It is 9:05 on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCHN, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. It's the third Monday of the month, and that means Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane joins me now. Good morning, Marcia. Welcome. How are you on this beautiful Monday morning?
Well, Tony, it was a beautiful weekend. Boy, I hope everybody got out and enjoyed it.
All right. And later in the half hour, Marcia's guest is going to be Trevor Moulineau, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist and executive coach. But Marcia, of course, as we usually do, we're going to start things off by saying hello to new chamber members. Go right ahead.
Well, we're so lucky that people understand the benefits that we provide and they're joining us and they're hearing about us and they want us to help promote them. So hello, Contemporary Care. This is very telling of the times. Contemporary Care is located at 81 Holly Hill Lane, and they provide mental health services. They call themselves the Psychiatric Center of Excellence. So if you want telepsychiatry, they can offer that, and insurance pays. So welcome to them. Another kind of a sign of the times, Bravo Realty. We hear that the buying and selling market in Greenwich is hot, hot, hot. Jose Cuertas, realtor, call him if you've got the need to purchase or to sell at Bravo. And, of course, these names can all be found in our directory at greenwichchamber.com. A familiar name is Mary Bolger. Mary has been in business for over three decades, and I was chatting with her online. I said, isn't it time that you joined? And she said, absolutely. So she is located at 1076 East Putnam. If you need a job, if you need to hire somebody, call Mary Bolger because she's in the recruitment business. M. Bolger, 125 at AOL.com. We say hello also to the Wainwright House. Now, Wainwright House is the oldest nonprofit, non-sectarian, holistic learning center in the nation. That's what they say. And I looked up their website. How interesting. They've got a lot of programs, exercise classes, and mind-stimulating classes. So you can check out the Wainwright House, who is now a proud member of our chamber family. Mare Design, M-A-R-E Design on Steamboat Road. Kristen Eng joined us. She is an interior designer, retail and commercial. And last but not least, everyone's heard of Alessandra Long. Well, she is an attorney. The law offices of Alessandro Messino Long and Associates joined us. She oversees her own firm and represents corporates, nonprofits, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and presents and prepares wills and trusts and estates. Welcome one and all to our chamber family.
And I guess they see the benefits of being a member, correct?
Yes. Well, you know, we've always said we advocate, promote, connect, and educate. We are still doing that. We can provide some really good marketing services as we all re-enter this new second phase this week. We can help businesses get their names out again.
All right, so tell us how the Chamber's been doing in its quote-unquote new role from putting on multiple events to being a communications resource, and how local businesses reacted to all these changes.
Well, you know, Tony, we put on over 30 programs and events in the past, and a lot of them were big, a lot of them were small, and they all were networking and handshaking and hugging and effectively bringing businesses together, and we had to stop that, dead stop with the COVID 3 months ago. So we did a 180, and we said we need to be a communications resource. We need to help businesses a different way. So we put out a couple, two or three e-blasts to our thousands of supporters. What was the CARES Act? How can they take advantage of PPP? What's going on with Governor Lamont? Do you want to hear our first selectman in a Zoom meeting or Senator Blumenthal? And we have gotten such a positive response to that. In fact, somebody the other day said, I'm changing my email. please make sure you have my new one because I don't want to miss a thing. Helen Groden from By the Way Bakery said, Marcia, these last 100 days couldn't have done it without the chamber advising me and telling me what's going on. So how proud do we feel? We feel that we're doing the job that we always said we wanted to, again, to advocate for small, medium, and large businesses.
Well, what's been the reaction to the closure of the lower part of Greenwich Avenue to allow for more outdoor dining?
Well, Tony, as you know, for years they've been talking about doing this, so this certainly presented a good opportunity to try it out. I was going to Indian Harbor Yacht Club on Friday night, and I saw, wow, a lot of people on that lower end seemingly enjoying themselves. I think people really appreciate the opportunity to dine outside, and the fact that Town Hall has extended that onto the roads, I think people are real appreciative of that.
How did the webinar with the four local businesses go?
That went really well. You know what? We're going to do more webinars because this allowed Splurge and Osteo Strong and J House and Funky Monkey, all different businesses, share with us how they got through this COVID crisis effectively. So Splurge told us how she got her postage costs down. Funky Monkey told us how they marketed and did curbside right from the beginning. J House wasn't just a hotel. They did so much more. And Osteo Strong made sure that they made it safe and secure for their customers who wanted to do their bone density tests, effective, and so people could walk in and they could operate and stay in business. It was heartwarming. It was informative. Again, it tells me people want more of that kind of webinar. So I'm thinking of putting another one on featuring just the restaurants, our local restaurants, and perhaps they could share their ideas, their positive, negative experiences, and let's wait a little bit and hear from them.
All right, and how did the Sip and Shop event, I guess a virtual Sip and Shop event, how'd that go?
It sure was. We love Nancy Carr. She's one of our best supporters, and she came up with this idea. Kudos to you, Nancy. It was to reach out to our local businesses, go shop online, go get some wine from our wine vendors, our local wine vendors, and then the chamber, our chamber board of directors, all of us down the line, we all pitched in a little bit of money, and we gave out a $1,000 incentive to shop $100 per any one of these stores, and drum roll, we did pick the winner, and it was Felicity Reynard from Old Greenwich. So it was a fun, different kind of online opportunity that helps support local business.
All right. We're speaking with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. Later in the half hour, Trevor Moulineau, licensed marriage and family therapist and executive coach, will join us. We'll take a break and come back and look ahead here on WGCH.
You make lots of important decisions for your family, but when it comes to health care, there's nothing more important than the doctors that you choose. So how do you make the right decision? Here's a tip. Check out the doctor's credentials and make sure they're from respected medical schools. And here's another tip. Look for a doctor who's affiliated with a truly fine hospital, like Greenwich Hospital. Greenwich Hospital is consistently rated in the top 1% nationwide for patient satisfaction. It has a broad array of specialties, from excellent women's services and breast care to pediatrics, orthopedics, extensive cancer care, and much more. Greenwich Hospital physicians meet the highest standards for healthcare excellence. For a referral to a Greenwich Hospital physician, call 203-863-3627. That's 203-863-3627. Greenwich Hospital, for the quality care you and your family deserve.
914 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. One more segment and then we'll speak with Trevor Moulineau, licensed marriage and family therapist and executive coach. And Marcia, let's now take a look forward, including updates on the golf outing and sidewalk sales.
Well, safety and security is our utmost concern, and we take our marching orders from our governor, Governor Lamont, who is slowly reopening our state, again, looking at safety. So, you know, we're looking ahead at our golf outing on September 4th. Can we have that when only one person per cart is currently being allowed? So I'm speaking to, I have spoken to Joe Felder, who heads up the GRIF, and he's saying, stay tuned. I bet we may be able to pull it off. So you golfers out there who have loved our golf outing and it has always been sold out, stay tuned. We're going to be very careful and assess the situation as it continues. Sidewalk sales. You know that the town hall has an initiative where they're now allowing those stores with sidewalks to put out racks. Well, we just want to be clear that the initiative that town hall is directing is not the same as our chamber's traditional sidewalk sales. For numerous years, the chamber has hosted what we termed a four-day shopping extravaganza that had been strongly branded and promoted and advertised in order to attract thousands of shoppers to our town. Well, given the current COVID situation and the fact that we're just starting our second phase of reopening, this year would not be appropriate for our chamber to host its event, which again attracts extremely large crowds. Town Hall's initiative is not the traditional sidewalk sales, but it's allowing those retailers with storefronts, again, to put clothing outside their stores through a specific end date in September. So any retailer who has a sidewalk and wants to explore this, please review Town Hall's press release. Go to their website for all of the particulars. Our first selectman and our chief of police is overseeing this, so you may want to reach out to Town Hall.
All right. Now, Marcia, just from an overall standpoint, how have businesses done here in Greenwich? Have you lost any? Are they able to survive and get by?
Well, you know, as I mentioned to you previously, you know, some restaurant, everyone is struggling. You know, we all are struggling. This is a unique time. However, you just saw that we've got a lot of brand new names that joined our chamber. So there's, in addition to natural attrition, there is, you know, the COVID effect. Backcountry Barbecue, they were a one-year chamber member. So sad that they weren't able to make it. But then in their place came Karen's North from Karen's Koskaber. So you're going to see a lot of that, a lot of movement coming along. And again, it's for us to, in our own specific comfort zones, to get out there and support retailers. The retailers really need our support. Lynn from Linens, she needs your curbside service. She's been operating all along. Diane's Books, she needs for you. Buy a book from her. She does curbside services as well. It's the smaller, longstanding organizations we don't want to forget and that we want to support. This is a real crucial time.
All right, we're speaking with Marcia O'Kane, President, CEO, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take another break, and then when we come back, Marcia's guest, Trevor Moulineau, licensed marriage and family therapist and executive coach, will join us. So stay with us here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I said, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code Laura.
+920 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane for about another 10 minutes. And then Doug Steffen from 9:30 up until 11 o'clock and then the Debbie Nigro Show at 11. And Marcia, I want you to introduce your special guest for our last segment this morning.
Yes, well, it is my pleasure to introduce Trevor Molyneux, LMFT and MBA, who has been a real strong supporter of our chamber. Welcome, Trevor.
Well, thank you for having me on.
All right, Trevor. Thanks for joining us this morning. And tell us a little bit about yourself and your educational background, if you could.
Sure. I have a Harvard MBA. I also have a master's in marriage and family therapy from Fairfield University. So I really like to put all those pieces together and help people with relationships and their businesses, but also their families.
And what made you decide to get into being a therapist?
That's a really good question. I married a gentleman who had two kids, and at the time there was very little information about blending families. So at the time I thought it would be a good idea to get a little help so I could navigate myself through that process. And I've now written a book about it, and I'm working on a web series.
Okay, and how long have you been practicing?
16 years. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Went fast.
So was this something you got into right out of after your education?
No, I had kids, and once the youngest one went to, it was kindergarten. I had a little extra time, so I said, okay, time to get another degree.
Okay. All right, so you're a licensed family, marriage and family therapist, and how has COVID affected family relationships? I mean, everybody's shut down, closed off, or opening up a little bit, but it's been difficult, I'm sure. But how? Tell us about how that's gone.
You know, Tony, it's very interesting because I've seen sort of a little of everything. I've got some couples that are doing better. They're literally saying, we don't need you. We talk every day. We see each other all the time. And I have couples that are saying, you know what, we're throwing in the towel, we've had enough, we just can't handle this anymore. So I can't say good or bad, I've seen a little of everything. But overall, from a big picture family view, I love seeing these families out. They're on their bikes, they're walking, they're all together, everybody's outside. I think that part is a wonderful part. But yes, COVID can be problematic too. I've got a couple of errors. Very, very bad situations in their home because actually domestic violence has increased quite a bit during this time, which is horrifying. So that's another piece. It's a little of everything, to be honest.
It is. Okay. And what about your children? How has it affected them?
Well, I have young adult children. One lives in Boston. She's doing great. She had been quarantined with her boyfriend. My son is with me. And so that's actually been a lot of fun. He's 21. So I get to spend a lot of, you know, good quality time with him, which normally I wouldn't have, right? Because he'd be off in college or doing whatever his thing is. So I've really appreciated that time together, or this time together.
And you can get him to do more chores around the house, right?
He's actually really terrific. He's been very helpful.
And what have you heard from clients in terms of their children and homeschooling, things like that, distance learning for the ones that might be in high school or elementary school, middle school, for example?
Very challenging. I have clients who are saying, certainly the kids were pretty structured to begin with, and they're pretty disciplined. They're good at getting in front of the computer, and especially families that have enough, terminals or whatever, they can, you know, each kid can get in front of the computer. But the families that maybe only have one screen, it's much more challenging. And my heart goes out to the groups that some kids have a hard time sitting down anyway, never mind sitting in front of a screen for hours at a time. So it really depends on the child and the family situation, too. I have heard good things from perspective of some kids who are just kind of feel bullied or scared at school. They're at home, and they don't feel as anxious. So there's that, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like you said, it's been all over the place, a wide spectrum of things. Now, we're speaking with Trevor Moulineaux, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist, executive coach. Throughout the years, you've said 16 now.
Yes.
What's been the one issue that keeps coming up with which couples struggle?
You know what? I think it comes down to actually an individual piece, which I think every one of us struggles to feel worthy, and that means worthy to be loved, worthy to feel safe, worthy of their job. And so oftentimes we do our own self-sabotage in our relationships, in our jobs, when we don't really appreciate and value ourselves and our input to the world. So believe it or not, it gets down to that again and again. And to be able to hear your partner say, I really love you, and to be able to take it in and feel loved is a whole nother process.
All right. Go ahead.
And I was saying that actually translates into work too. I have clients who feel, even after they get a promotion and a bonus, there's a part of them that feels like a fraud, right? Which is still that same piece of unworthiness.
Yeah. It must be interesting for those that have been working throughout. Is there a feeling, maybe not of guilt, but saying, boy, I should really be thankful that I am working while others are not in such a good situation?
Sure. Absolutely. I have clients who, even though they're not commuting, they're spending more time at their job because they sit in front of the computer at 8, and they don't leave until 8. So it's hard to put boundaries, and so there's guilt around being with the family or not being with the family. Plus, yes, they have jobs when their spouse is furloughed or laid off. So
all right.
There's a little of everything in there.
All right, so with couples perhaps spending maybe too much time together, they may think, talking about divorce, any tips how they can avoid getting on each other's nerves, maybe getting ready for the empty nesters?
Yes. In fact, I've had a couples say exactly that, which is that they're like, oh, so this is what it's going to be like when the kids are gone, because we'll be with each other all the time. Tips, I would say everything start with respect and love. Anyway, even if you're upset with your partner, start with a tone and begin with a positive, like, today was really great and I love doing X, Y, and Z. And I feel, using I statements and core words, I feel sad that we didn't have a chance to talk to each other. We just were focused on the kids and the dog and work, whatever that is. So it's I statement, core words, coming from respect and love.
You're also an executive coach. What is that, and how can you help in that respect?
Yeah, so I love doing this. I help people with their relationships in their jobs, and many of us have. I think what I see a lot with my executives is, they don't realize some behaviors land badly, and that keeps them from being promoted. A very simple one is being late for meetings, right? Another one is having trouble telling a coworker or somebody who is a little bit below them they need to make improvement because they're non-confrontational. So that'll keep them from being promoted. So we work on some of those behaviors, et cetera. What are the underlying assumptions that keep them from being the success they can be?
All right, you mentioned you have your own talk show with Jill Fitzberg. Tell us about that.
Yes. So Jill and I do a social media platform, Facebook. We do mostly on Facebook Live, but we also have a presence on Instagram. And we talk to local businesses. Hopefully Marcia will be on the show coming up and help us and tell us more about what's going on in Greenwich. But we try to talk to not-for-profits, people who are in the community, being leaders, giving back to the community, or, of course, small businesses, because we believe, all boats float. If we help all each other, we are all better off. So it's sort of a joyful thing for both of us, to be honest. It's great.
All right. We're just about out of time. And, Trevor, how can people get in touch with you?
Yes, you can find me on my website, TrevorMullineaux.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
All right. Trevor, Marcia, thanks very much. Have a great day. Enjoy the beautiful weather today.
Thank you, Tony and Marcia.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, take care. And that is our segment with the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO Marcia O'Kane, and her guest Trevor Moulineaux, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist and executive coach. I'm Tony Savino. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We've got the forecast, How I See It with Darian Sims, and then Doug Steffen through 11 o'clock, and then the Debbie Nigro Show on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH.